are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, how we doing out there? This is the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. And I have to say, I really, really appreciate all of you listeners out there. I know a big group of you are listening to me on XM Channel 168 at, I believe, 5 p.m. Eastern, 2 p.m. Pacific. And thank you, guys. We've been getting amazing feedback, and it is wonderful. My bosses are happy, and that's what I want. That's what I think we all want. So thank you. No, I don't want to give you any ideas to critique me and get me off the air. But honestly, those of you who have been so faithful all this time, I think we're almost at the year mark that I've been on XM. I think I'm going to be celebrating my year birthday at the end of this month. And God bless you guys. Thank you so much. Also, big thanks to Trevor Oliver, who put me on XM. Big thank you to Genesis Communications Network for making my show happen nationally. Big thanks to KDWN, who grew the show and nurtured it and breastfed it. And then, of course, big thanks to Kyle, who is working the dials. All right. Yeah, we worked on our Alaska Cruise commercial. Yeehaw. Yeehaw. Got the Alaska Cruise commercial. It's going to play sometime. And my gosh, we are filling up, but we do have some cabins left. So for those of you that are planning your summer vacation, if you would love to spend a week in one of the most beautiful parts of our beautiful country and spend it with me, learning something, having parties, fun, lots of fun, please. So you'll hear the commercial soon. If not, please visit our website at drdahlia.com. All right, a lot of interesting stuff to talk about today. Of course, we'll talk about politics. Some of you do not listen to me live, so if you are not listening to me live, there is a chance that I may be talking about something that might have already happened, okay, and I apologize, okay? It's not that I don't have my timing off, right? I would love to give live election results and caucus results, et cetera, but there's a chance you may be listening to me delayed, so I apologize. If we get any breaking news, I'm going to tell you it's breaking, okay? And I know you guys could throw stuff at the radio afterwards, but that's the best we could do. All right, really quickly here, more reports came out saying that Enfamil powder infant formula didn't cause a bacterial infection. CDC and FDA said it's good. They said it's all good. The four babies that were sickened, two who died, they said the two that died had completely different, they said, issues. Even though they think Chronobacter infection, may be the culprit, they say the bacteria in the Illinois case was differently genetically from that found in the Missouri case. This Chronobacter Sakazaki, right, should be able to be treated with antibiotics, but it is extremely dangerous to newborns, all right, especially those born premature. So they said we do not have to panic about the Enfamil infant formula. And, of course, they are still trying to figure out where they got the Chronobacter, because the test at the hospital of the first child that died said he had Chronobacter, so they have to find out when they got it. And, again, the question still arises, well, if it doesn't come from the actual formula, is there something happening post-production? You know, I mean, people are always concerned. Did somebody, take a pen, stab a hole into the box, and Chronobacter is able to come in? I mean, I always recommend, to everybody, check the packages really good of anything. Anything you eat, check the packages. I mean, remember, we grew up right when that botulism scare hit. And so, our family, were children of a depression family. So we had tons of canned food. Always we had canned foods, but I would reach for a can and my mom said, okay, wait a second, examine the can. Examine the can, look for puffiness, so I would always freak out about botulism, you examine the can, you look at things, let's go back to the infant formula, make sure you're washing your hands with soap and water. We used to boil the plastic, we didn't know about BPA, then, so we'd boil up the bottles, make sure that the nipples and stuff, make sure they were all fine, well, not my nipples, this was after breastfeeding, we're talking about the nipples on the bottle, and then we would have the formula, would pour it once cooled, and, that's what we did, that was as sterile as we could do it, when I was trying to feed my kids. And, but they say make sure you do sterilize all your feeding equipment, hot, they say soapy water, right? Prepare enough formula for only one feed at a time. You don't want to prepare your formula in batches, but just check all food. I've talked about when I was a kid, there was one thing, and I don't know if a psychologist would diagnose this as anything, but the one thing I just found so, attractive to do is when you walk in the meat department and you see the ground beef, you know, all taut in the plastic and soft, I wanted to stick my finger in it. So I would be behind my mom. I've told you guys this. I would be behind my mom, right? You know, my mom's kind of looking at the meat, you know, and checking the prices and what coupon she had. And I'd be sticking my fingers in the ground beef. And sometimes I broke through the plastic. If the plastic was that tight, I would break through. You know, and back in the 70s, the meat, well, also think, you know, I was smaller, so these would be big, huge packages of ground beef, and they just looked so squishy, and I just wanted to, it was like Play-Doh. Then my mom would turn around, and you'd see all these finger marks in the ground beef. She'd be like, Dolly, you're getting a whooping, you know, and I'm like, oh, well, can I hold on to the ground beef as you do it, because it's just so squishy. It was better than a teddy bear. I loved ground meat and squishing it. Like, when we got to make meatloaf, I loved it. Of course, we'd add a bunch of cornflakes and stuff to it. You know, you had to make the meat spread, so that would kind of be hard. You could get, like, paper cuts on your cornflakes and stuff, but for the most part, you know, when we got to actually have, you know, all meat, you know, and squeeze it really good. That's just something as a kid I was like, I don't do it now. I don't really like to cook. I don't like to get my fingers dirty, you know, because when I get my nails done, when they, you know, examine under your nails, you know, they see old pieces of ground beef. And so I don't like it. I don't want my nails. I want my nails super clean. So I don't touch that stuff anymore. But it's just funny. But the reason why I bring that up is you got kids and they do stupid things. You know, one of my favorite stores is Bass Pro Shops. We have a Bass Pro Shops out here. And it's funny because when I was talking about Sears and Kmart closing down last week, I was talking about the psychology of stores. You know, when you walk into a store, you don't want to see racks of clothes. You don't want it to look like 1960s, 1970s. And Bass Pro has got to be one of the most gorgeous, gorgeous stores. Well, we're looking in the archery section. And lo and behold, there's a piece of used gum stuck on one of the, you know, pieces of equipment. And, you know, I'm like, really, people, you really had to do it. But that's how germs are being spread. But gosh, Bass Pro Shops, isn't that a gorgeous store? That's a store I want to walk into. That's a store that'll be around for a long time. All right, guys, when we come back, more on the Dr. Dolly Show, 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Hi, Jason Lewis here. Anybody who's been listening to my program knows how shaky the U.S. economy is right now. Will we have a V-shaped recovery, or will it be a W-shaped one where the nation slips back into recession? Of course, if you think that Washington can spend or inflate its way out of a downturn, you've got nothing to worry about. But as you know, I have my doubts. So let me tell you about gold. Now, as my friend Ted Anderson from Midas Resources likes to say, gold, like all commodity markets, fluctuates in price and you could lose money, but it has never been worth zero. Give it some thought, and if you're interested in converting your IRA to gold or would like to actually have it in your possession, call Midas Resources today at 1-800-686-2237. The U.S. dollar was once backed by gold, but has since lost 90% of its value. And if things don't change, I'm afraid the trend will continue. Call Midas Resources today at 1-800-686-2237 for gold and tell them Jason Lewis sent you.
If you constantly feel run down and tired, your pH level might be low and your body could be full of toxins. If what you drink is not at a pH level of 8 or higher, you are inviting bacteria and acid to thrive in your body. But there is something you can do. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision plasma pH drops to your water to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise your pH balance to optimum levels. AlkaVision plasma pH drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals in the world, alkalizing the water you drink, ridding your body of acidic waste and toxins, and helping you regain energy and vibrant health. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision plasma pH drops at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
long-range patrol ration entrees. If you know survival, you know LRPs are the undisputed king of military rations. Hands down, the best for your bug-out bag or survival pack. To go farther, faster, and carry more food, there's nothing better than a brick pack LRP cold-weather ration entree. Nothing. Now, the Freeze Dry Guy is offering a limited-time deal on thousands of fresh LRP entrees. We're talking a menu of tasty and nutritious beef stew, chicken and rice, chili mac with beef, spaghetti and meat sauce with 20 entrees per case. These fresh 2011 LRPs are U.S. government contract overruns, perfect for long-term storage. But they're going fast at freezedryguy.com. Far superior to MREs, long-range patrol entrees are about a third the weight of an MRE, with about a third more meat than the finest commercial freeze-dried entrees. Ask about multi-case discounts and free shipping when you call 866-404-3663 today. That's 866-404-3663 or freezedryguy.com. Your source for survival food in an uncertain world.
Big Berkey water filters are in high demand. Storable foods are also in high demand. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has always kept our focus on the Berkey water filter products. But increasingly, our customers have been asking for storable foods. After months of research, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com now offers great-tasting, long-lasting, storable foods. These ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches. All you do is just add water. And because they're sealed so well, they come with a 25-year shelf life. Combine our Berkey water filters, which are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water with our storable foods, and you have a winning combination. Remember, we offer free shipping on every order over $50, and GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY today.
If you're taking 1, 2, 5, or more nutritional supplements, please stop. Simplify your supplementation with Bio Superfood, the most advanced nutritional whole food supplement you can buy. Men, women, children, even Olympic athletes the world over have discovered Bio Superfood from BioAge.com. And now take just one nutritional supplement instead of many. The Bio Superfood formulas are whole food products composed with four of the most nutrient-dense algae found on Earth. Bio Superfood for the brain helps with focus, memory, clarity, and mood. If you can increase brain health, the rest of the body is a no-brainer. Bio Superfood has zero toxicity and is safe for you and your family. Learn more and order your Bio Superfood formulas at BioAge.com, spelled BioAge.com, BioAge.com, or call 877-288-9116. That's 877-288-9116. BioAge, the age of advanced organics.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. Sassy and Stimulating Medical Talk Radio. Taking your calls at 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Your emails at drdahlia.com. And, of course, please follow me on Twitter. I want to apologize if I sound a little tired. I was able to fill in today for the Alan Stock Show in Las Vegas locally. I'm going to be doing it again Friday. It was a great show because I got to, you know, just do political. I love talking politics. I love politics. I got to just do political show, and it was good. It just, you know, I'm doing almost 6 hours of radio today. So if I do sound a little tired and garble my words, no, I haven't been drinking. It's just, you know, you'd think I could just talk and talk and talk 24 hours a day, but no, sometimes you got to rest it. You got to rest it. But it was a great show. I definitely, you know, recommend you listening to. And, you know, it's amazing now with the internet. You can listen to whatever you want. You know, I could listen to old, Jason Lewis, Free Talk Live archives. You know, GCN Live, Alex Jones has archives of all the shows. If you want to try to find or listen to any of our old shows, you look us up, go to GCNlive.com, you look up Listen, and you see all of the hosts. And GCN has some great, great hosts. And you can listen to old shows. So if you ever think you're going to miss an hour of my show or Alex Jones or whatever, you could get it because GCN Live has all the archives. Just go there and listen to your heart's content. And it's funny because, you know, you'd think the material would be the same, and it isn't. It isn't. I mean, different things come up all the time, and it fascinates me how we as radio hosts can still come up with stuff fresh, all right? Well, you know, speaking of fresh, luckily this writer here says, you know, she's given us some advice on how to keep your man healthy. This is Dr. Kathleen London, assistant professor of medicine at Weill Cornell Medical College, an assistant attending physician at New York Presbyterian Hospital, said men tend to blow off their symptoms, and that is why they have more disease, like heart attack and stroke. So if we have a man in our life, we need to keep them healthy. Yes, we do. I got a man in my life, a good man. All right, Corey. He's so burly, so handsome. All right, so what do they say we do? All right, they say first, feed them antioxidants. Dr. London says food like tomatoes and wine can significantly lower one's blood pressure and hypertension, which is the leading cause of heart disease. Yeah, I gave my husband wine to get him to marry me. Absolutely. Yeah, but tomatoes are huge. Didn't we talk about tomatoes yesterday? How tomatoes is like a natural statin. A study came out saying tomatoes has a lycopene, and lycopene helps lower cholesterol. And I tell you, tomatoes great. You know what's interesting? Tomatoes, whenever I hear that, it kind of makes me bittersweet. If I ever start crying on air, it's because my father always ate tomatoes. And my father ate tomatoes because they said in the 1980s, that tomatoes help prevent colon cancer and was good for your heart. So he always ate tomatoes. You know, his cholesterol wasn't even that bad. You know, and we thought if he did have colon cancer, it was just a start, but he died of a heart attack anyway. So, you know, when I hear tomatoes, you know, I remember my father saying, you got to eat tomatoes. But, you know, he died anyway. Ugh. All right. Okay. So they say you should be drinking one glass of wine a day. And if you don't like alcohol, purple grape juice is a good alternative, right? As opposed to the white grape juice. Remember, the reason why wine is healthy is because of the grapes. And they think because of under the grape skin is the resveratrol. So honestly, guys, eat the grapes. You know, I mean, we still aren't ready as a medical profession to tell you the amount of alcohol you should drink. If you notice, they're back and forth. Well, you could have a glass or you could have two glasses. And then on the other end of the spectrum, they're like, oh, you know, alcohol causes throat cancer and cancer of the mouth. You know, so you're like, well, what the hell am I supposed to do? You know, and I say, well, if you don't know what to do, eat the darker purple grapes. You can't go wrong. That's why wine is healthy. It's not the fermentation process and the, you know, it's the grapes. Okay. Also, make sure your cooking oil is as close to olive oil. We know that. Other foods high in antioxidants are avocados and chocolate. I'm there. Give me some guacamole and a chocolate bar. I am there. But remember, the chocolate has to be dark chocolate. Okay. They say monitor your man's blood pressure. It should read 120 over 80. Do we ever see articles on how to keep your woman healthy? No, because women are like, oh, butt out. You don't tell me what. Really? You're looking at my weight? What's wrong with my weight? You're telling me what? See, they'll never see an article for men telling them what they should do for their lady. But here's an article saying how we should keep our quote-unquote man healthy. All right, men's blood pressure should read 120 over 80. They're now saying that 80 is too high, right? We're now switching it to like 120 over 70. Yeah, so I'd change that to say 120 over 70. They say lower your man's blood pressure by cooking tomato-based foods, tomato paste, salsa, ketchup, 6 or 7 times a week. Okay, but remember, tomato-based foods, how do our men want tomato paste on their pasta? And trust me, I can't get my husband to eat whole wheat pasta. No way. He won't eat the whole wheat pasta. He wants a real thing. Or we have to put tomato paste on the meatloaf. And he doesn't like it when we get the meat, you know, that's you know, less than 7% fat, you know. So, I mean, my husband's doing a lot better. I could use turkey meat now and I could play around with it, but he's more of the cook in the family. I'm like, you know what, do whatever the hell you want. All right, so they say combining these tomato-based foods with grape juice can bring blood pressure back into the normal range. Okay, I'd also say watch your diet, watch your salt. All right, they say exercise. Make sure they're exercising. Let me see. Oh, make sure they sleep and how they sleep. Watch how they sleep. This is something I've said. You know, why does she get all the glory? I've said this. All right. Remember, if your man is next to you and he sounds like this when he sleeps. Okay. When he sounds like that, there's something wrong. You probably have sleep apnea. Okay. You wake him up. I do. I kick my husband all the time. I wake him up. I get him off his back, and I tell him to sleep on your side. Now, I probably do the same thing, too. You know, my kids say they come in the morning. I sleep in now a little later because, you know, I do so much between the office and the show now that I go to bed later. I used to be the first one to bed. Now I'm the last one to bed. And they'll go, Mom, you were snoring. I'm like, really? You know, so sleeping on your back, you snore more because the tongue goes to the back of the throat. It decreases airway resistance, or increases airway resistance, so you make more sounds. So, you know, I think the best thing any wife could do is be awake while your husband's sleeping and see what he's doing. And if he's not breathing in his sleep, he's going to die before you do. It's horrible. It's absolutely horrible. So what you need to do, and remember, none of us want to outlive our husbands, right? None of us want to. Okay, I don't want to be a widow. So what we do is we get them evaluated for sleep apnea. Okay, I mean, my husband likes those breathe right strips. They actually do help. He's not as noisy when he sleeps, but he always turns back on his back. I'm like, roll over to the side. Roll over to the side. I keep kicking him and putting, because, you know, I'm mean in the middle of the night. You know, when everybody's getting all tucked in, you know, and the kids are getting their little ticklies going to bed and everybody's getting all tucked in and, you know, I'm squeezing my ground beef ready to go to sleep. Everything's all cuddly and giggly and all that. Right, right, right. All right. But no. Well, you know, in the middle of the night when you're in the, I'm like, come on. I'm trying to sleep, you know. So know what your husband's doing or your man is doing. Watch it. You know how this article, see how this article was titled, How to Keep Your Man Healthy? You know, I mean, articles in the olden days would have said your husband, but we can't assume you're married. Everybody now has partners, right? Partners, so we, you know, so this is how to keep your man healthy, okay? You know, assuming you're in a homosexual relationship or you're, you know, cohabitating. Okay, that's why I can't say husband. All right, they say if your husband is complaining of a lack of energy, tell him to drink more water, staying hydrated. Staying hydrated is important. It also helps fight colds. I agree with that. And then, of course, caffeine. You have to make sure he doesn't go to caffeine. Okay, but if he wants caffeine, tea seems to have thiamine, and thiamine has a calming effect on the body. So that was what Dr. London had suggested to keep our men healthy. I got to tell you, I think it's good exercise to do housework. You know, I tell him, you know, can you clean up the dog poo-poo? You know, can you help us with the leaves? Can you? No. I'm like, look, baby, I'm just trying to save your body. I'm just trying to save you, honey. All right, no, he doesn't. Yeah, you know what? He hasn't done me yet. I don't think I'm as annoying. All right, really quickly, interesting study came out saying genetic changes occurred in early African Americans. Now, scientists had studied that when when African slaves had come to America, their genes changed to the point that now they're at higher risk for hypertension, prostate cancer, sclerosis, bladder cancer. So they say many of the genes, all right, that the original black ancestors had changed as they adapted to the new environment. They say certain gene variants became more common while others became less common. And there's a chance that they be, because it's very interesting. When I see my African patients coming from Africa, they're a lot healthier than my African Americans. Same thing with my Asians. My Asian Americans have higher cholesterol and more issues than the Asians that are just visiting. Isn't that interesting? There's something about America that really just changes it all. You know, I almost wonder if in Mexico there's less diabetes and Mexican Americans living in America. I don't know. Mexico's still too close. Too close, I think. I think we still eat a lot alike. So I believe diabetes is still high in Mexico, too. But, you know, it's just kind of fascinating because, you know, it seems so long ago. Well, when Africans came to America, you know, as slaves, and then later we, you know, became African Americans, et cetera. But, you know, genes do change when you move. You know, people are always asking me, Dahlia, I don't understand. Why is my cholesterol so high? I'm Asian. You know, I still eat fish. I still eat may, you know, we always blame it on the American diet, but I have so many people swear to me they don't eat the American diet. Then why is their cholesterol high? Are their genes changing? That's cool. I mean, kind of creepy. But this is something that has to be investigated by scientists next. All right, guys, when we come back, more on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Don't go away. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Does being over 40 make you feel like half the man you used to be? Do you feel tired, out of shape? Is your romantic life suffering? It's not your fault. You may have reduced testosterone, but now, for the first time ever, you can boost testosterone levels safely and naturally to feel more like you did 20 years ago. Introducing Ageless Male, a breakthrough supplement clinically proven to increase testosterone levels by 61%. And within a healthy, normal range. Today, you can try it risk-free. So if you'd like to experience what healthy testosterone testosterone levels can feel like. More energy, better mood and focus, and more romance when you want it. You really need to give Ageless Male a try. Supplies for this risk-free offer are limited, so don't wait. Just call 1-800-497-8345. 1-800-497-8345. 1-800-497-8345.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include micro plant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Ready to save while getting prepared? Then you're ready for the winter sale at 21stCenturyGoods.com. Take advantage of the incredible savings on all items at 21stCenturyGoods.com. Portable AM, FM, and shortwave radios from $19.95. American Red Cross emergency radios and Kato radios from $28.95. Solar lanterns from $22.95. Solar flashlights, two for $16.95. Hand crank LED hurricane lanterns and flashlights from $8.95. Be sure to check out the flexible solar panels to power your emergency and survival gear. Every order over $75 will receive a solar-powered flashlight absolutely free. So get prepared this winter by visiting 21stCenturyGoods.com. Spelled the number 2, the number 1, ST, CenturyGoods.com. 21stCenturyGoods.com or call 866-999-8422. That's 866-999-8422. 21stCenturyGoods.com. Power up your survival.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Ali-C. Why Ali-C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Ali-C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Ali-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Ali-C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Ali-C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Ali-C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ali-C. For more information and to order Ali-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Ali-C today.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDAHLIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. And if you want the Dr. Dahlia Show in your city, just call. It's very easy. Call your radio station or email them under their contact. Tell them to bring the Dr. Dahlia Show to their station, and hopefully Genesis Communications Network will be notified, and they can make it happen. But thank you all for tuning in where you're tuning in. All right, so some good news. We're going to have another pneumonia vaccine, and it sounds like this new pneumonia vaccine is supposed to be better than the one we already have. They say the FDA has expanded the indication for the 13-valent pneumococcal conjugate vaccine, Prevnar 13, to include patients ages 50 and older. They say this new indication was cleared through an accelerated approval pathway. See, they could get their butts into gear when they want to. A route that allows a drug maker to use an immune marker that reasonably demonstrates clinical benefits in treatment of a serious or life-threatening condition. Good. Looks like Wyeth Pharmaceuticals got this one. Demonstrated in a number of multi-center studies that Prevnar 13 is better against, they showed they did better than the Pneumovax 23. The Pneumovax is what we've been using thus far, and we've been using it on 50 and older. older, but they say the present R13 induced antibody levels comparable to or greater than those of Pneumovax 23 against 12 common strep pneumo serotypes. Okay, now remember, keep in mind, okay, whoever says this is a better shot than the other one, you need to look at who did the study. If it was the company, then you're like, really? All right. So, but what I like is a little competition. So now we have two different vaccines on the market. All right. God, I thought the Pneumovax was Merck. I'm trying to think who the company is. Anyway, I don't buy stock, so it really doesn't matter. I have some old stock that's just sitting, very, very small penny stocks I need to, like, you know, do something with, but they aren't worth anything, so they just sit. One of these days I'll be like, oh, I'm rich, see ya! No, I'd never do that. I'm not that good when it comes to stock. But interesting, I mean, but what's important about this study is, you know, remember to get your pneumonia vaccine. You know, these pneumonia vaccines, very safe, and they, I mean, it's amazing how my patients that get the pneumonia shot, they don't get pneumonia. Now, of course, there's tons of different things that could cause pneumonia. You know, tons of different bacteria, but pneumococcal is the big one. You know, strep pneumo. And it's interesting. You know, when we're in medical school and we're studying people with AIDS, HIV, and you learn about the different pneumonias HIV people get, you know, mycoplasma pneumonia, PCP, et cetera, you know, they can even get TB. Still, on the boards, we're asked, what is the number one type of pneumonia somebody with HIV could get? It's still strep pneumonia. I mean, streptococcus pneumonia, doesn't matter who you are, you know, what your immunity is or whatever, it is still the number one pathogen out there for pneumonia. Now, very interesting, I had a gentleman who last year fainted on a plane. And wasn't really coughing, wasn't really feeling anything, but he fainted. And he's like, you know, that's kind of odd for me. You know, I'm a guy. Guys don't faint. I'm like, I hear you. All right, you know, let's figure out what's going on. Well, we did a chest x-ray, and he had bilateral pneumonia. Okay? Now, we tried to get him to cough something up, and he couldn't at the time, so we gave him antibiotics, and he started to get better. Had a pulmonary doctor take a peek at him, because, boy, that was a bad pneumonia. Well, finally, he comes back after a year. Hey, how's it going, Dr. Dahlia? I'm sick again. And I'm like, you got to cough something up. Just give us something. And it turned out he actually had MRSA. That nasty methicillin-resistant staph. Now, I've never seen it that bad in lungs. And so that's what we're treating him for now, and we're seeing how he's going to get better. But, I mean, you know, anything could cause a pneumonia. Anything. You know, and it's very easy for us to become obsessive-compulsive when it comes to germs, et cetera. But I got to tell you, if any one of my patients is obsessive-compulsive, and they say, look, Dahlia, I got hit with this, I got hit with that. I mean, once you get a pneumonia, you are scared. When my boy got a pneumonia, it just blew us out of the, you know, just took us for a, we were just shocked, okay? Let's just say that, shocked. And it came on so fast, you know? He had a fever, and I'm like, you know what? I'm going to kind of cuddle in your room tonight. You know, you got a fever. I'm just going to kind of stay close. That's the rule in the family. I'm the doc, you know, my husband's a chiropractor. I'm the family doc. You know, anybody has a fever, I'm going to kind of keep a close eye on. And all night long, he was having trouble breathing. And I'm like, oh, this isn't right. Okay. X-ray on the next day, full on pneumonia. I mean, just like that. No coughing. You know, people say, but I don't have a pneumonia because I'm not coughing. Right. Well, the other patient I talked about, he fainted on a plane. Right. The other one, fever, never noticed his shortness of breath, but I noticed it because I was watching him sleep. Okay. No wonder the kids get nightmares. Yeah. And so, you know, just keep in mind, whatever you think the average symptoms are, the most common symptoms, that may not be, and you don't want to ignore them. That's what I have to teach my medical students that rotate with me. And, you know, I teach the other residents. I go, you know, we have to learn in medical school what the normal presentation is. Like, for example, appendix. Okay. If you read in a textbook how to diagnose appendicitis, the person usually comes in with a fever. They usually have a lack of appetite. They have abdominal pain that starts in the center and 12 hours later goes to the lower right. You know, and when you do a blood test, they have a high white count. If you have all that, you really don't need to spend money on a CAT scan. They probably have appendicitis, so you could diagnose them. Okay, and that's what we've learned. I remember one of our old town docs would be screaming at us because we'd be ordering CAT scans. He's like, you know what? A true doctor doesn't need to do that. You know, we've been diagnosing this without CAT scans for years. Why are you guys getting CAT scans? Well, we had to because it was hospital policy and lawsuits now. But I'm going to tell you something, all right? So fever, lack of appetite, abdominal pain, high white count on the blood test. I'm going to say 95% of my appendicitis patients didn't have maybe but one of those. They had the abdominal pain. No fever, white count, normal, and they ate that day. You know, and so, you know, it's kind of frustrating because the medical center will be like, no, really, appendix? He has no fever. Don't think like that. Don't think like that. Same thing with you guys. You know, if you're having some abdominal pain, okay, and you Google, and I don't have a problem with it. You know, a lot of doctors or a lot of patients are like, oh, Dahlia, oh, please don't get mad at me. I Googled. I don't care if you Google. You know, try to Google with your spouse. Okay. No, I don't have a problem with you trying to educate yourself on the web. And we've talked about which websites I'm a huge fan of. I like the Mayo Clinic website. I like the National Institute of Health website. I like WebMD. And just, you know, email me. Go to my website and email me. If you ever want to go look, you know, this is what I'm looking up. Is this a good website? I'll check it out and I'll tell you what I think. I have no problem. I think being educated is one of the best tools. Go for it. What I don't want you to do, though, is not go to the doctor because you read the internet. Okay, that's a problem. That's wrong, because you could have looked at the wrong thing. All right? But I don't mind you educating yourself before going to the doctor. Why not? Okay? You know, it just, you know, I don't want you, though, going online and, you know, saying, okay, well, since I didn't have the fever, I didn't have, I had an appetite, I didn't think it was appendix. That's what I don't want you to do. Okay? Because remember, the typical pneumonia, every pneumonia I see, it's, you know, I don't want to say every pneumonia, but they're all different. You know, when people come in, everybody just has different symptoms. It's not the same cough. It's not the same. Now, sometimes with strep, there's some predictability. You know, their breath smells. You take a look at it. I mean, sometimes you just see it. You see it. Same thing with shingles. You see it. You see it. But sometimes there's some atypical presentations. I've had people come in and say they have hives on one side of their body, but it's really bothering them. And it looks like hives. They're right. It looks like hives, but it turns out to be shingles, which is the adult chicken pox. And you know, doctors can make the same mistake, too. You know, there was an older lady that came in, not older lady, but a lady that wasn't a child that came in and had this little tiny dot that looked like molluscum contagiosum. Molluscum contagiosum is a disease that's spread by skin contact. Kids get it. People get it when they're having sex. Little skin contact. She had one little baby dot, you know, lower stomach area, you know. And then the next day, she had full-blown chickenpox. I mean, just full blown. Now, aren't chickenpox patients supposed to have a fever, supposed to not be feeling well? You see, so it's very easy to go, okay, well, I don't have the typical symptoms, so I'm free and clear. I get that from patients all the time. Dahlia, I don't have to check for colon cancer. I don't need the colonoscopy because I read online. I'm not having weight loss. I'm not bleeding rectally. All right. And I'm not constipated. I'm able to pass my bowels. Well, let me tell you something, okay? The day you bleed rectally, can't pass any stool, and are losing weight, that's probably the day you're getting diagnosed with stage 4 colon cancer. That's not when you get diagnosed. All right? You know, the reason why we do the screens is to prevent. I get that all the time. But Dr. Dahlia, I'm not losing weight. I feel good. All right? When you lose weight, that's a bad sign. All right, guys, don't go away. When we come back, more on the Dr. Dahlia Show, 1-877-DR-DAHLIA.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Did you know that gold and silver contain healing properties? It's true. Since the beginning of mankind's history, gold and silver have not only been used as real money, but also for healing our minds and bodies. Utopiasilver.com is your leading source for colloidal silver and colloidal gold, offering supplement protocols that can heal and enhance your health. Protocols for boosting the immune system, insomnia, yeast infections, herpes, and countering the effects of vaccinations and radiation poisoning. And now Utopiasilver.com encourages the use of real money with this buy one, get one free real money special. For details on your colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements, call 888-213-4338 and ask about 50% off for first-time customers. That's 888-213-4338 or visit utopiasilver.com. Utopiasilver.com, fighting for liberty and healing one American at a time.
What happened, man? You used to be energetic, happy, and wow, did the ladies love you. Now, you fall asleep on the couch, irritable, and out of shape. Don't be that guy. Call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male, a natural supplement shown to raise testosterone by 50% and maintain healthy, normal levels. No injections, no appointments. With healthy testosterone levels, you can feel that energy again, that great outlook again, and yes, even a healthy sex drive. Right now, you can try Ageless Male risk-free. There's nothing to lose, guys. If you're a man who's noticed changes in your body, your mood, your sex life, call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male. Be the guy you used to be. Just call 1-888-246-0623. Don't wait another day. Just call 1-888-246-0623. Again, 1-888-246-0623.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Folks, have you lost your power and wanted to simply flip a switch to get the lights back on? If so, this is going to be the most important message you'll ever hear, because there's never been a better time to get ready for the winter power outages ahead. Here's why. Solar power generators are now available from our friends at Solutions from Science, one of our oldest sponsors. Their emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical power when you need it most. Unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly, emits no fumes, and produces electricity from the sun. It's like having an electric power plant running quietly in your own home. Whether it's ice storms, brownouts, or blackouts, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. When the power goes out this winter, you'll be ready with a solar power generator from Solutions from Science. Go to mysolarbackup.com for more information. That's mysolarbackup.com, or call 877-327-0365.
Did you know nuclear radiation is still spewing out of the melted down reactors in Fukushima, Japan, and making its way across the entire U.S. continent, contaminating the air, water, and food? Dangerously high levels of radiation are a reality here. As a result, radiation poisoning is a distinct possibility for anyone living in the U.S. unless you do something to protect yourself. How? With liquid zeolite from RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Without a doubt, liquid zeolite is by far the best product to remove radiation from your body. It safely removes toxins and heavy metals, boosts energy levels, and promotes a strong immune system. Liquid zeolite is so powerful it was used to clean up contamination in Chernobyl, yet so gentle you won't even know you're taking it. Liquid zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee, but is only available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of liquid zeolite by calling 800-880-9976. That's 800-880-9976. Or go to RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. You know, I know some of you are listening to me live, and I've been watching the Iowa caucuses, and right now, and I know when you listen to this, you're probably going to be laughing because the winner will have already been said, but right now Santorum is in the lead. We are talking about Senator Rick Santorum is now leading in the Iowa caucus, then Romney, then Paul, okay? And we're already at 55% of the vote. And what I think is so phenomenal about what we have seen with this, presidential primary race is just the yo-yoing of candidates coming into first and being at the, I mean, remember when all this started, it was Romney and then Perry, and Romney and Perry were neck and neck, you know, sitting there, during the debate. And then Herman Cain was on the outskirts. Santorum was at the outskirts, right? Then all of a sudden Herman Cain surged to the polls, was actually number one. We thought he was going to win it. We really thought he was going to win it. He's in it to win it. And then, of course, everything came out about his past. right? He leaves, but then Newt Gingrich. Newt Gingrich comes and surfaces to the top. Then the media slams him about his past. He falls back down. Rick Perry, you know, Rick Perry, I think, probably lost it after that first debate when he brought up a similar Dream Act in Texas, when Romney actually brought it up. And, you know, Rick Perry had to defend himself on that move. And I don't think he ever recovered. I don't think it was the brain farts. I really don't. I think it was that, because a lot of people don't like this Dream Act, you know, where somebody who's in the country illegally can pay for in-state tuition. And something that's happening in 2012 is, I guess, you're going to be able to get private scholarships and financial aid. So those of us that are out of state and not living in California, right, that want our child to go there, we're going to be paying $20,000, $30,000 at least more per year than somebody whose family snuck them in illegally. You know, I know it makes you want to leave, right, and come back next year. Right. It's frustrating. And I know I've talked to people. They're like, I'm not going to do it. There's no way I'm going to have my kid go to a California university and pay more now that I know that somebody else is getting it for free that hasn't paid taxes are here illegally. You know, no way. So I think it's going to hurt California in the end, because they're going to lose a lot of people that wanted to go there out of state. You know, how do you pay $30,000 more for the same product as somebody else? How? Yeah. So two people getting the same product when we pay $30,000 more because we are out of state U.S. citizens and we're not in state. Frustrating. So, you know, Herman Cain falls, Newt Gingrich falls, then Paul. All of a sudden, Ron Paul just skyrockets, right? And then Santorum. And Santorum had been arguing that he wasn't getting enough media coverage. And, you know, we're like, okay, this guy's smart. Now, I remember one of my friends was talking about Santorum in the beginning. I'm like, who? I mean, yeah, he was talking about him a year ago. He goes, this guy's smart. And they didn't give him enough time. You know, Newt Gingrich was able to shoot some things out there, and everybody was like, okay, whoa, wait a second, he's saying something. You know, and we figured out how, you know, smart Newt is. And then, you know, Santorum, we're like, you know what, this kid's smart too. This kid, he looks young. He looks younger than me. You know, he's like, this kid. But it just, I mean, now, like I said, as of, you know, what I see now, and of course, this is going to be old news by the time you listen to this, but here Santorum's leading. And, you know, all I could say is I am just amazed at the yo-yoing. It just blows my mind. You can't predict anything. You don't know what people want. But remember, I was talking about this yesterday, 41% of people that were polled didn't say who they wanted. They were undecided. So we were looking at polls all this time of only 59%. So 41% were undecided. So we knew that this could be up for grabs. So it's going to be interesting. You know, by the time you guys listen to this, we'll know who won. Again, keep in mind, whoever wins, it's still not the end all, because Mike Huckabee won this race 4 years ago. Mike Huckabee pulled in a lot of states. Mitt Romney won in a lot of states. But John McCain was the one that ended up getting the nomination, because by March on, he just kept hitting him. Hillary Clinton, it was back and forth. Hillary was winning a lot of the caucuses, even late in the game. That was a lot closer than the Republican one. So it just blows my mind. It's a shame that voters have to rely on the media to get the to get the exposure, because again, the media can manipulate it any way they want to. I mean, even the polls, even the debates manipulated it. Right? You know, Mitt Romney and Rick Perry were the ones always in the center. Then Rick Perry, you don't see much. Michelle Bachmann was off to the side. Herman Cain was off to the side. Santorum was off to the side. Gingrich off to the side. And slowly they start moving them forward and asking them more questions. But Mitt Romney got the most of the media. And maybe the liberal media like that, because he's the most moderate of them all. Maybe they want Mitt Romney to win because they believe that he won't be able to win against Obama. You don't know. I know they aren't happy with Newt. No way did they want Newt. Newt's a smart cookie. I mean, Mitt Romney's smart too, but Newt could handle Obama in a debate easy. So good for Santorum. Amazing, amazing race we're watching right now. Amazing psychology behind voting. And it's going to be a very, very interesting year to watch. All right. Okay, let's also talk about some interesting news here. All right, so they say it looks like Sony is going to be releasing a television that shows each person on the sofa a completely different screen. Is this crazy? So depending on where you sit, okay, both viewers have to wear their 3D glasses, and then depending on I guess their glasses and what they're seeing, there's this active shutter. The glasses flick open and close in time to the television screen updates, so each person watches their view and is cut off from the other person. Now right now it only allows two people. But this is Sony's PS3 branded set, which was built for gaming, will now be able to work for 3D TV. Amazing stuff. You know, another thing that came out in the news, those of you that bought an iPad for, you know, close to $900, they think it's going to be down to $199 when iPad 3 gets launched. I don't have the site in front of me, so I don't know when iPad 3 comes out. But I know, aren't you kicking yourself? You know, I have an iPhone. I think I have the iPhone 4, or is it the 3? No, I had the 3, and something happened to it, so what's the 4? But, I mean, my gosh, the craze with these iPhones, the absolute craze. I mean, they say, well, the new one's coming out. There's no way I'm going to buy a new one. I don't have that money. Why can't I just be with my old one? And, you know, most of my phones, they only last a couple years anyway. But I got to tell you, as much as I am fascinated by Apple's products, I hate the fact that people become addicted to them. And every time there's a new one out. Now, and I think the only major difference, again, I don't have the, this is all from memory. The iPad 3, I think, has a better megapixel camera. The camera's supposed to be better. That's about it. Right? iPad 3. Yet iPad 2 now is dropping in price. So, you know, you could just kick yourself. Just don't, again, just, you know, just don't go for the craze. Find something you like and then just work with that. All right, now this is kind of interesting. All right, now there's a man who was drinking Mountain Dew. Ronald Ball from Illinois. He drank a Mountain Dew, and after he drank it, he got really, really sick. All right? He said at the bottom of the Mountain Dew in his can of soda, we're talking within the can, he found a mouse. So Mr. Ball is suing the, I guess, Pepsi company runs Mountain Dew because it said the drink made him violently ill, began throwing up, and there was a mouse. Now, he said what happened. Now, Pepsi, of course, is denying it. They said no way because if the mouse was in there, it would have dissolved. Really, is Mountain Dew that acidic where it would dissolve the whole mouse? That would be a good Mythbusters, wouldn't it? I mean, of course, you know, you'd want to pick a mouse that was already dead, of course, because you don't want to kill an animal on Mythbusters. But that would be a good one. Does Mountain Dew really dissolve a mouse? Okay, they say Mr. Ball said he poured the fizzy drink into a styrofoam cup. See, they call it fizzy drinks in Europe. This article must come from Europe, fizzy drink. We call it soda. Into a styrofoam cup, and to his shock, out came a tiny mouse. So the mouse is in the can. Of course, he called Pepsi. They said somebody actually came, an adjuster came to retrieve the mouse. But the company would not return the mouse until it had decomposed, they say. Pepsi's experts said the mouse would have become a jelly-like substance before Mr. Ball ever opened it. Is this gross? So anyway, he made a couple complaints, and now he's suing for $50,000. He's suing Pepsi for $50,000 because he drank a mouse. You know, I hate when I hear stories like this. I remember my teacher in high school said that one time she ate Reese's peanut butter cups, and when she bit into the cups, there were worms in the peanut butter. And I wish she never told me that, because now I cannot eat a Reese's peanut butter cup without thinking about that. Don't you hate that? Well, I don't drink Mountain Dew because of the caffeine, but wow, gross. All right, guys, great show. Can't wait to talk to you tomorrow. If you need to reach me by my email at drdahlia.com. We'll answer your questions, and we'll be back tomorrow. You all be safe. Take me down to the little white church. Take me down
to the little white church. Hi there, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and we're looking in this time of terrible financial crash, terrible meltdown of the medical system, we're looking to pay people obscene amounts of money if you become a student of our business at Youngevity. We will help you actually take care of people better than the medical system has. Think about it. We spend more money in America for healthcare than all the other 218 nations the world put together, and they can't even solve weight loss problems. I mean, the medical system can have a total mental brain fart, and if you do this, you will be able to save an enormous amount of people from being overweight, being obese. They don't even know what causes obesity. Believe me, we know what causes obesity. In the medical system, they think it's from eating too much. It's not from eating too much. It's actually a mineral deficiency. Do you solve a iron deficiency anemia with a bone marrow transplant? That's what they think. Do you solve a mineral deficiency that causes obesity with a gastric bypass? That's dumber than a stump. Contact us at gcnminerals.com. Learn how to lose weight, look good, and save yourselves a gob of money.